morning.
Hey, good morning, Mel. How are you?
Doing awesome. So blessed. And so everybody loves you. And I am so grateful to be able to speak with you this morning.
Oh, my God. You're so sweet. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience, coming to the Victory Theater in Evansville, October 5th. If you haven't grabbed your tickets, please go to Ticketmaster right now and grab those seats.
Yeah, I am so excited. You know, things for a while, you know, we weren't touring so much, and to be back out on the road and be able to come to Evansville is just so amazing. I am so super excited.
Now, what is one thing you would love for people to know about The Experience?
Even if you haven't lost someone, The Experience is so powerful. It is an evening of faith, hope, and peace. I don't know if people realize, you know, people hear mediums, you know, and they get all, you know, some people get a little spooked by it. You know, some people don't understand it or, you know, believe. And I always say to people, you know, even if you haven't lost someone, the past several years, we've all lost something. And that's something that The Experience offers to people. And to be in a space and to be able to feel that energy, to feel and watch someone heal right in front of your eyes and receive some type of peace from their departed loved one. You cannot even describe that feeling. It is absolutely amazing to be able to be a part of something like that.
I love that. Now, what advice, Ms. Teresa, do you have for someone attending The Experience for the first time?
Come with an open heart and an open mind. Because what happens is with The Experience, and this is why I call it The Experience, you know, look, yes, there's going to be, you know, thousands of people in that theater, correct? But I am so proud of what we have made such an intimate moment evening, you know, because I come out on the stage, I give a little quick speech, and then once I start sensing and feeling spirit, I just allow the souls of the departed to guide me around the theater. I have cameras that follow me around, a big screen set up. So no matter where you're seated in the theater, you will be able to feel, witness, and be a part of this amazing healing up close and personal. And the reason why I say The Experience is because it is absolutely impossible for me to give a personal message to everyone in that theater.
Right.
But the souls that speak are the souls that can deliver as many messages at one time. So that's why I say come with an open heart and an open mind, because there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to be able to connect with. Know that that's a message from your loved one. Embrace it and take that with you, because then there's going to be a lot of other things that you're going to sit back and you're going to be like, she's crazy. Nobody dies like that. Nobody feels that way. You know, to really separate, you know, because we think that things that we experience are the way that we feel, or even the loved ones that we've lost in our life, that everyone has experienced that, and it just isn't so.
Right.
And people say it all the time after attending one of my live shows. They'll say, look, I had no idea what to expect when I walked into that theater. But what I witnessed was absolutely life-changing, and I didn't even get read. And then they even go on to say that then they realized that there were so many other people that needed to hear from their loved ones more than they did.
Yes.
And to me, that just goes to show on how powerful the experience truly is.
Yes, absolutely. Now, can you share with us an experience that sticks with you to this day?
Well, it just happened. I was just in Canada in Niagara Falls last week, actually in Regina, and I was reading a young lady, and she unfortunately lost her nephew in a tragedy. And the young woman that I was reading, her brother is the father of the child that died. And the child was coming through with all these beautiful messages and said, who has the necklace with the footprint on it? And I said, he says his mom does. And she says, well, I don't speak to his mom. It's my brother who is how I'm connected to my nephew. With that, this woman comes walking from clear across the other side of the theater, and she says, that's my son. And she came over and stood with the sister-in-law, who they had not spoken since the death of her son.
Oh.
And the son even said to the mother, you've even seen Auntie out in the store, and you've turned and went the other way. And the mother admitted it. And at the end of the reading, the two embrace. So to me, I know that story was a little long-winded, maybe a little confusing,
no.
But the just if it is, what I do is so much more than just communicating with people that have died.
Yes.
It reunites families, because I can guarantee you they hugged at the end, and I guarantee you that that family is repairing and going to have some type of relationship. And the son even said to the mother, please do not blame Dad for my death. It was an accident. So me, those are the things that go on at the experience. And yes, they are very sad, and the grief, this emotional roller coaster that spirit takes us on, because as much as there are tears, there needs to be laughter.
Yes.
We need the levity. And that's the thing that I also love about the experience, the way I have the souls channel with their personality, with levity, and to bring smiles to people's faces and then laughter throughout the theater is such that I think brings me the most peace in what I do, to actually feel and watch you to give someone their life back after the loss of a loved one.
Yes, calling it an experience is absolutely, you hit the nail on the head there. Now, for those who are seeking information, if they want to keep up with you, your latest news, your publishings, where would you want them to go to follow you?
Just go to all my social media. I am a verified account, so if it does not have a blue check next to it, do not follow it.
Period.
I'm at Teresa Caputo. The best way also is my website, teresacaputo.com. That's where you can find all information, tickets. I update everyone through my website, so that really is the safest and best place to receive any information.
I love it. Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience, coming to the Victory Theater in Evansville, October 5th. If you haven't gotten your tickets, please grab them right now at Ticketmaster.com. Teresa, what an absolute blessing you are to everyone. Thank you so much for calling in today. I cannot wait to see you in October.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. God bless.